that's good.
What is it about Graham Glasgow that he can not wrap the center for a while and then slide over seemingly without much practice time?
Yeah, Graham's an intelligent guy, and obviously he's played a lot of center in his career going back to college. He's got a lot of reps playing both guard and center. Our O-line coach, Ron Prince, sort of rotates those guys quite a bit in practice, so everybody's getting that versatility, getting that work. So our guys get work at multiple spots, and hopefully that pays off when you do have to move guys around, which in this league that happens. So Graham's a really smart guy. He studies the game. He goes about his business the right way, and he's prepared with whatever we ask him to do.
This could be your 10th different starting combination on the offensive line this week. Just wondering if you've ever been around a situation like that before. A and B, how does that stress an offense when you have that much turnover that you're dealing with?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Everybody deals with different injuries in this league, different situations that pop up. Our job is to go about it the best way to figure out how to win the game, and that's what we're trying to do each week. You'd love to look up and not have any injuries all year on your side of the ball, but that's just, at the end of the day, that's not realistic. That's not how the NFL works. So we have multiple different guys that have played. You know, guys are getting reps in different spots. That's valuable. We'll go out there and play with whoever's ready to play and healthy and give it our best.
The one thing about your offense, weeks ago you got through a game without any sacks, and then this last game, no negative runs. What do you attribute that to?
Well, we're improving in certain areas. You'd love to, have sort of games where you do that every single game or do that at a very high percentage clip offensively every single game. And that's big picture, offensively as a whole. I wouldn't direct that strictly at the O-line. But those guys did a nice job last week in the run game area, moving the thing forward. Like you said, every run that was called, we gained – yardage, and that's a big thing for us to keep improving in that manner. That'll keep our offense on schedule a little bit more and allow us to do multiple things that we'd like to do on different downs. So,
a lot of those plays out of the pistol set. I'm just curious, what do you perceive as the benefits of running the football out of the pistol?
There's sort of three different ways, at least that I know of at this point. You can go under center. You can go pistol, which has a lot of the same things going for it that under center does. And then you can go gun, in which case usually the back is offset one side or the other. In the run game, running backs like to be behind the quarterback. In the pass game, we always have them beside us, and you have to deal with those tendencies. So we're trying to find a way to sort of do all those things and not have really strong tendencies at the defense can take advantage of. In this league, you're going to have tendencies. You're going to be able to break those tendencies. At the same time, you have to do what's best for the football play. So that we kind of try to weigh all that, try to have a good plan going in with all that, and just kind of use the best path available to score points.
Beyond the tendencies, is there a physical benefit of a guy being directly behind the quarterback and maybe getting his momentum going forward or having more right-left options? Is there a...
I think when you hand the ball off, the vision of the back is different depending on where he is. So whether he's behind the quarterback, to the right, to the left, depending on what all different runs you're running, the vision of the back does change the sort of angle of his vision, the angle of how he's seeing things and how maybe even things unfold when guys are in certain spots. Those do change. We're aware of that. Obviously, defenses are aware of that as well. We're trying to kind of factor all that in.
One thing about Jamal Agnew, the first time the two used him, it was a complete new thing. Is there any advantage that you have now that teams have seen him? They may have to adjust to him and you could do something else.
Sure. Yeah, he's made a play or two for us, and he's from time to time, he's been a little bit of a decoy out there when something else is going on, and that has led to maybe a big play for somebody else. He's an explosive guy. He's a dynamic player with the ball in his hands. And we'll continue to explore ways to let him help our offense make big plays.
It looks like you've gotten something out of him whenever he's been in the game. It's always been some sort of positive play with him. Is that accurate?
I don't know the numbers off the top of my head. I can recall some pretty good ones, and I'm sure there's some out there that haven't been as good. That's always the case. But Jamal does a nice job. anything we ask him to do. He's a really intelligent young guy. He learns it, and he's able to go out there and execute it to the best of his ability. And sometimes that creates some nice plays because of his explosiveness.
What ways do you think made it difficult on your running backs?
In what ways?
Just like you were talking about, like running them out of pistol, maybe having to have different types of vision. Do you think that it makes it harder on them to, you know, I guess have productive days, to be able to break some big runs?
I would say our scheme is as versatile as anybody else's in the league, with what we choose to do and what level we end up doing it at. I would say it has not limited the backs.
As far as the run game, though, if you guys don't get a 100-yard rusher today, you'll have the longest streak in two decades without a 100-yard rusher. Why do you think that this offense hasn't been able to get that?
Well, we could draw up nice round numbers like 100 and figure out exactly why we haven't gotten to certain spots. A lot of times we spread carries around. And at the end of the day, we haven't executed in the run game as well as we would like to. That's me, and that's our entire offense. We'd all like to be better. We're not executing at the level consistently that we would like to. Improvement is needed. I'm not too worried about round numbers.
On pace to be sacked more than he ever has in his career. I just saw a pretty interesting number, though. He's made 20 sack, or he's avoided a sack 20 times, which is more than any quarterback in the NFL. How special is his elusiveness within the pocket?
He's good at that. He's sort of natural at that. It's a big picture, something that I'm not real happy about. We have to protect the quarterback better. Starts with me. Could be play calling, could be scheme, could be game plan for the week. But at the end of the day, we do not want our quarterback hit as much as we have been so far this year. And that's a major point of emphasis for us moving forward. We believe in protecting our quarterback, and that's really important in offensive football, I believe. So we got to do a better job, and I've got to do a better job.
How does it see Theo a full participant in practice, and how important has he been to you guys the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, Theo's been important. Theo's made some really nice plays. Theo's taken on a little bit more of a role of getting the ball a little bit more often these past couple of weeks, and he's doing a nice job with that. Obviously, we'd like to protect the ball better last week, but Theo's making a bunch of plays, and he's made a lot of plays around here in the past, and I expect him to continue.
Can you just explain how Amir could be, you know, your starter for 11 weeks and play such a big role, and then last week play a limited role? What changed to make that?
Yeah, I think coach has covered the whole running back, dynamic, depth chart, anything you guys want to talk about. So I'm going to fall under his answer.
Whose decision is that, though?
Same answer.
So it's Jim's decision, not yours?
I'm falling under his answer.
But what role do you envision for Amir going forward?
Just like all our guys, I look for them to make the most of their opportunities, however many opportunities those are. Let's all go make big plays.
Do you think Jake Rudock could be a starting quarterback in the NFL next year, some team?
I think he's getting better and better. I don't like comparing guys across the league, you know, top 32, top 64, those type of things. He's a young player that is improving. You know, that's what young quarterbacks in this league do. They get better. Sometimes they get better behind the scenes. A lot of times you don't see them on game day. You don't see a lot of reps of them on game day. Jake is improving. Jake's learning a lot, like young quarterbacks do. And I think the future's bright for Jake, but he's got to keep improving. We all got to keep him coming. We will see.
One more for Coach.
Just following that, we haven't seen, you know, we saw him preseason. He played pretty well there, but we don't see a lot of him now. So where have you seen the most growth from him?
I would say mentally, understanding and sort of executing within the NFL game. Things change no matter what level of college football you play, no matter what your sort of college offensive system was like. The NFL is a little bit of a different beast mentally for quarterbacks. So there's a lot to learn, there's a lot to dive into, and there's a lot to sort of learn, maybe not just on the whiteboard, but by doing, which I think you get a lot of those reps, even if it's scout team or whatever it is, and I think that helps you become a good quarterback.